any toxin, I can make any antidote. I thought I'd proven as much to the masters of this academy.
Perhaps, Your Highness,
Darian's father drawled.
But with what time? How do you hope to save him when you have the dark alchemy cure to produce for the Midrealms? An army to raise and a kingdom to defend?
Ren's eyes narrowed. Say whatever you came here to say, Lord Lucian.
Marry my son.
What? Ren blurted, almost laughing. It had to be a joke, some sort of sick prank. Her? With Darian, the Lord of Larkwood Valley? A sour taste spread across her tongue.
Marry Darian, and the poison's ingredients and methods are yours,
Lord Lucian continued, undeterred.
I have alchemists in my employ too, Elren. They are quite certain of its composition, but you'll never break it down in time yourself. The war sword will die before you find an antidote.
Ren scoffed. You're lying.
If you want to take that risk, it's the Bear Slayer's life you gamble. But if you want proof, ask your former mentor. Farissa Tremaine can vouch for my findings.
Ren's blood ran cold. Farissa? Lord Lucian dipped his head in confirmation.
Marry my son, and when you do, I will provide you with what you need to save Torge Eldebrock. A marriage to an influential man is a small price to pay for that, surely. Not to mention all the resources that the Devereaux name will afford you. You have an hour to decide.
Ren's throat constricted.
Your affair with the Bear Slayer is over, Elren,
he told her.
Make my son look the fool, and Torge Eldebrock's life will be forfeit.
Now the sight of the war sword on his knees was almost enough to bring Ren to hers. She still wore the gold dress she had been forced into for the public announcement of her engagement to Darian, and it was stealing the breath from her lungs, as was the warrior before her.
Then tell me how to serve you, my queen.
Torge said the words with reverence. On his lips, the title didn't make her want to shrink away. It made her want to rise from the ashes. It made her want to fight. With Lord Lucian's threats still ringing in her ears, she was all the more determined. You stand at my side, she told him, her fingers closing over Torge's, a tether of gold and lightning linking them.
And we destroy them all, together.
The Bear Slayer dipped his head, his silver hair gleaming in the last rays of the sun.
This is yours now.
He pressed the dagger he was holding into her hands. It was familiar, and it was not. Ren recognized Narvian steel, but it was lighter, daintier than the weapon she had often borrowed from him. And there was an inscription down the blade. Iron and embers.
I had it altered, he explained. It's the right weight and balance for you now. A queen needs a blade as much as any warrior.
A lump formed in Ren's throat. She knew they had only minutes to spare as she traced the hilt, noting the silver-tied roses that had been engraved there.
It's... Torge looked pained. Too much?
Perfect, she finished, her eyes burning. Thank you. I love it. He nodded. Satisfied.
Good.
Ren wished she could savor the moment. She wished there was more time. But she was taking a risk simply by being here after the deal she'd made with Lord Lucian. She had agreed to his terms, a fact that still made her insides churn. But Torge had been poisoned by the enemy.